DJW Mobile.
For DJW and for QNV.
For QNV, W4DJW. I'm on a handheld in a car. I don't know how good I'll get into the receiver. I figured I'd just give it a shot.
Perfectly readable. Name is Brian. I think we talked once or twice, but I do mostly listening. And a while back I heard you mention Fort Myers. Is that Fort Myers, Florida you were talking about?
My in-laws live down there, trying to get them to move up here. They're in their 80s, and they just won't, that's home for them. They just won't move back home. But yeah, Fort Myers, Florida.
Hey, I moved, I lived there for 10 years, what was it, 89, I came up here on, in 97, after spending 10 years down there. If you're familiar with the area, I don't know, it's where I used to live, it's a mix of young and old, and it was a place called Whiskey Creek off of McGregor Boulevard.
For the life of me, I never can remember the name of their neighborhood, but it's southeast of Fort Myers, southwest of Fort Myers City. It's not far from Cape Coral, which is when I go down there, I take my airplanes over there and go over to Cape Coral to fly because they've got a super nice airfield over there for radio control airplanes. But it's like Heritage something, but I can't remember. I know they live on Dunkirk Street, and it's a gated community. And they didn't have any problem with Hurricane Ian, except it blew their pool cover away. That was it. Other than that, just minor superficial damage. But we went down there at Christmas and saw the mounds and mounds of dumpster stuff that they have to, I guess the federal government's going to have to haul that stuff off. But there's mountains of that stuff.
When Hurricane Andrew went through Homestead, Florida, and then kind of wiped out a good chunk of Naples, that was quite a while ago. When I lived there, there was the main drag on Sanibel Island had these kind of an archway of huge, huge trees that basically, I think, in 85 got wiped out. The last time I was down there and went on Sanibel Island, there were just tree stumps. So the place been getting more of the bad weather lately. Before the 80s, the hurricane after I left there was everybody used to talk about Hurricane Donna in 1965, and I definitely was not there at that time.
Probably moved down there about the same time you moved up here. I think they've been down there since the late 90s. They were here. They lived in Apex or Cary, North Carolina, that Apex Cary area over there near Raleigh. And I think the turn of the year is when they decided to go move down there. And now they like it a lot, and they just don't want to leave. I just don't get it. All that bad weather, but you know, it's their place. You can't force them out.
I feel the same way about Fort Myers. At least I used to. I was gonna, when I retired, I was gonna move down there, but it's gotten so much more crowded than when I was there, and when I got there in the late 80s. So I decided I didn't want the traffic headache that they have now.
I don't think they go out much anymore. In their 80s, they're down to one car. And I think they just have everything delivered to them. Or my father-in-law walks the dog he's got an electric scooter, and he uses that to walk the dog. But when we went down there, we went over to Sanibel. Well, the last time we went down there before the hurricane. And we went over there and ate and had really, really good lunch at one of those seafood restaurants over there. So there is that. There is they have really, really good seafood down there. I don't know what Sanibel Island will be now after Ian, because basically I think it flattened just about everything on the island.
The mid-80s is the last time it got whacked pretty good. Well, no, I take that back. It was in the 90s because part of Sanibel Island was split in two. You have this little causeway that goes over land that used to go over water, but but it split the island in two for a while, and once the waters receded, it kind of came back to normal.
Same thing, we were impressed when we were driving down there during Christmas. We were driving around and between Christmas and New Year's, and they were completely functional again. And that was pretty quick after hurricane. So I guess they kind of like up north, they've got the equipment to handle the snow. I guess down there they've got the equipment to handle hurricane damage.
Not so much that they have the equipment, but you have a lot of, I guess you'd call it carpetbaggers, coming down there willing to take, truckloads of that stuff out and help clear out the place a bit. And also at the same time, rip off people with, roofing scams. So you get a lot of people down there after bad weather. But overall, I liked it. Like I said, I was going to, when I retired, go back down there. But I've gotten used to up here. All our friends, my one daughter lives in Powdersville, or Easley area. So I figure we're staying here. I'm just going to be the old man down the street.
I don't have any desire to move anywhere else either. Maybe a little further outside of the city limits here, so that I can not leave an HOA, so I can put up better antenna equipment. But so far, nothing there either, because that's the house that the kids were raised in. If we left that house there, that would be devastating for a lot. But I'm on White Hampton, and I'm going to go over the cliff going down towards Spartanburg. So if I get really, really scratchy, it's usually when I fall off that cliff. It takes a while till I get to Benson and before it picks back up again. And being on a handheld inside my wide car is probably going to make it a lot worse. That'd be pretty interesting.
Your handheld is doing fine. Well, I'm about ready to go into Walmart and get another pair of tennis shoe laces. I was watching my daughter's dog for the weekend, and it was sitting at my feet when I was watching TV, and it wasn't until some hours later I looked down and noticed it chewed off my shoelaces. So I've got to go replace those so I can use my sneakers again. Decided that a real shoe of mine was more more important. But anyway, you've hit the scratch out part, and I'm here at Walmart, so I'm gonna head and get my replacement laces. But anyway, good to chat with you. I heard you talk about that, and I have one cardinal rule when I'm in the car is if I've got a grandchild in the car, I don't talk on the radio. So I've been waiting to for a time when I was by myself and heard you on the air. So I'll say good day, and I'm sure your parents are enjoying Fort Myers. I'm in my mid-70s, so it's just you get used to the heat, but after a while, the winter becomes warmer and the summer becomes cooler. So anyway, I'll be off on your final, and send for QNV Brian. I'll talk to you later. Have a good day, Dave.
I don't know if you can still hear me. I'm at the